Yeah, thank you very much for giving me some the opportunity to give some slides about one of my recent work in TCL. It's about a propulsion simulation package in the tool command language. Just a short overview about my presentation. I will start with a short introduction, then the method, some first results, and what are the conclusions and the outlook referring this. So what's about this stuff? All relates to what you can see here is the future hypersonic passenger transport concept of the German Aerospace Center. It is called Spaceliner. And I developed the flight dynamics model for human-in-the-loop real-time simulation for this. I did this in the simulation package called X-Plane. X-Plane is a kind of, you can regard it as a flight simulation development kit. You have a flight simulator there, but you have also tools where you can create a flight dynamics model, a kind of mesh constructor where you build the mesh structure of an aircraft and then high sophisticated flight dynamics are derived. So it's this, as I called, the advanced concept for a future hypersonic suborbital passenger transport, and we used this model with thrustless flight dynamics for the integration examinations of space traffic or of future space traffic into normal air traffic with the space traffic hypersonic gliding descent trajectories. So nice, and so far so nice, but for future further analysis, we want to regard the rocket-propelled flight phases. And for the rocket-propelled flight phases, we need a propulsion model. You can create a propulsion model in X-Plane 2, that's possible. But when you do it, you have to cope with proprietary and specific constraints. And so I decided to separate this propulsion model from the X-Plane and do it separated, and then you can feed it in X-Plane with the X-Plane interface possibilities. Development requirements for such a propulsion package. Yeah, it should be as simple as possible with a minimum of development effort. So it should not be a big task with a big team and a lot of time. It should be something which you can do in a fast manner. And we want to have a flexible and integration and flexible and simple integration possibility in the existent simulation environment. And it should be not an isolated solution, but it should be a solution you can further use in the future in a more evolving system of system context. So realization as a tool command language, why? I earned some love about that. People saying, what kind of bullshit do you want to do there? But sometimes bullshit is the best you can do, or sometimes bullshit evolves to something which might be better than other things. So the rapid prototyping and general purpose strengths of TCL counts here. It's one of the counts. And the second count is that I already developed an X-Plane interface package in TCL, which I can use in combination with the simulation package. And with this X-Plane interface TCL package, I made my experiences with the socket command and with the UDP possibilities, and it worked straightforward. So yeah, it's a nice kind of tool set you have with it. So what is the method I used, or what my consideration were about build it on based on flexible configurable input parameters you will have for coping with different simulations, propulsion systems, or at least with the specifics for fluid fuel propulsion rocket engines. And here you can see a typical nozzle with the associated parameters. You have the different pressures, pressure in the chamber, temperature in the chamber. Then you have the diameters for the nozzle throat and the nozzle exit. And then you have the nozzle exit pressure and the atmosphere pressure. And in addition to that, you have to cope with some fuel specifics. So as there is the universal gas constant, okay, it's universal, but then you have to use the dedicated molecular exhaust species, so the molecular weights for the species. And assumption here, which is accepted and well known, that you can make the assumption that it is an isentropic procedure where you have no significant energy losses with the flame, with the expansion flame, so that it is nearly an energy loss free process. Yeah, for calculating the thrust of a rocket engine, this is accepted and well proven. If you think in micro dynamics of the gas specific components and their chemical thermo microdynamics, then you might have to go further and cannot think of an isentropic process. But in this macro focus, isentropic is okay. So these are the three main formulas to combine. You have what you want to have is the thrust. So what is this thrust? It's the mass flow with the nozzle exit velocity, and then you have to add the product of the nozzle exit dimension and the differential pressure. Okay, then you have to put in what is the mass flow in terms of the other geometric components and the fuel specifics, and for the second, the gas velocity in dependence of the fuel specifics and the environmental conditions. And here you can see the gamma is the isentropic exponent for the fuel specifics in mind. The package consists of three internal procedures and two external ones. The two external ones are INI defines, where you can define your nozzle specific variables, what I showed with this graphic picture, where you define your nozzle, what is the temperature in the chamber, what is the nozzle dimensions, and so on. And the thrust is calculated in where you can put your calculate thrust formula in a loop, and always you can calculate the running thrust. And the three internal procedures are the procedures for combining the three formulas I presented. So to have your running setup for the thrust calculation. And I added some phase parameters, because this is a typical or a rough typical thrust evolving diagram here. And you can define, these are additional definition parameters, you can define in the package the first phase of thrust and the second phase, so in terms of at what time will they take place, and the portion of thrust for the first phase, and for what here, for example, it's one tenth of the max thrust is the first phase, and the time for the first phase, you can configure that in your in initial setup. And this is a typical test which I did. You can see here the configuration parameters on the right side. I took it from a typical Merlin rocket engine motor, and the results really performed a good resemble of the real parameters of the real results. And I did it here for a time to one, or the first phase of 1 second, and time to max thrust of 3 seconds. And I added some spreads here for the different phases, which you can see here in terms of the fluctuations of the graphics, so that it is not just an straight curve for these three phases, but it's that you still have a kind of fluctuation there. And then the question is, what is the performance of this package? Can you really use it in a kind of human in the loop simulator? And so I made tests with the update interval and the local UDP send receive delay. So I just send it to my own server on the same computer. So I send it to an X-Plane instance via UDP on the same computer. So it's a local UDP send receive delay. And when you add the worst case execution time and the worst case transmission time, you can see here these are the maximums of these diagrams. For example, here it's about 14 milliseconds, and here about 10 or 9.1 milliseconds. If you add these two worst case times, you come up to 24.1 milliseconds. And keeping in mind that you want to have for some harsh real time requirements for human in the loop flight simulation, you are about of 20 milliseconds. So 24.1 milliseconds is a little bit above that, but it's enough for some kind of soft real time. Yeah, not very hard real time requirements where you said, okay, it must be 20 milliseconds, not more. But if you define your hard real time requirement to 25 or whatever, then it even fulfills this requirement. But in any case, you are fine if you regard soft real-time simulation, and that's what we do. And so it can be used for further investigations in our human-in-the-loop real-time flight simulation experiments. Conclusion and outlook. A Tickle rocket engine propulsion package is there and can be used in our use case. Its performance is okay for our use cases. So it has the it will fulfill some soft real-time performance of 50 hertz, and it has the typical design parameters of nozzle of rocket nozzles. So we are flexible here to use it with different configuration and test different nozzle and propulsion configurations in a real-time human-in-the-loop simulation environment. And the future context of this is to use it as one federate in a distributed simulation environment, where we plan to build up the whole simulation based on HLA federates. HLA, high-level architecture, is a kind of de facto standard for distributed simulation, and it will in the next time receive a new release called HLA4, where there will be further improvements in terms of loose coupling the federates, loose coupling in terms of couple them in as a kind of microservice-based approach, and even with high-performance asynchronous behavior, so that we hope that we can build up such a federation with as much as possible very loose coupled federates. And here you have this space federate object model. The space federate object model is a standard in the HLA framework, a new standard in the HLA framework to cope with space-related setups of federations. So where there are specific definitions of coordinate transformations and coordinate systems and so on. So this is prepared for being used in a very high standardized environment. Thank you very much for your attention. Now I'm happy for questions. Yeah.
So I'll be handing around the microphone. There was a complaint on the chat before that the questions were not audible. So that you don't have to repeat them.
Okay, thank you.
Question, is it coming through now? And yeah, thanks for showing us that Tickle is good for rocket science.
Yeah, yeah. Any questions?
Thanks for the talk. I was wondering, so you mentioned these UDP performance data.
Yeah.
So because we had Reinhard's talk before, so which UDP extension did you use?
Yeah, I used TCL UDP package.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is this a UDP unicast scenario, or do you need UDP
it's a, multicast? It's a local unicast scenario.
Unicast. Yeah. Okay. So there's no multicast
involved? No, it was just a unicast scenario to one target address where the explained simulator is running on the same computer. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you, great talk. Did you use a special numeric package for the numeric calculation, or
no.
Is it just float?
Just
double.
Yeah, just pure TCL, the math formulas there, the implemented math formulas, math package, yeah.
Thank you.
And when you say local UDP, do you mean local network or local host?
And a local computer, sorry, as a 127.00.1 as the target
okay,
address.
Okay, and you still get delays in the 20s of milliseconds?
Yeah.
But the UDP was less. It was
then.
Yeah, UDP was less. This other was the update level. I can go back to that. This was the update interval, and UDP was about here in the vicinity of 4 milliseconds. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Have two.
Sounds like a lot, but.
Yeah, it's. I tried with some a comparison with some Java UDP, and Java UDP was always below 1 milliseconds for this test case. But anyhow, I can live with that, and that is what counts. So,
let's work together to improve this.
Yeah. Would be nice. Yeah, but already with this, it's possible. Yeah.
You mentioned the Tickle interface to the Explain software. Is this just an in-house tool, or is it public available, or is there other plans to make it available?
It was an own development from my side, but if there is interest, we can have. It's I'm open for discussion about that. Yeah, if there is interest, that would be nice. Yeah.
And for HLA, are you using commercial tools like Pitch or Mac?
Yeah, we plan to use the new Pitch RTI, because the new standard HLA4. We assume that the fully compliance will first be resulted in a pitch product. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I will relay. Not sure if it's serious a question. I'm watching the TK chat at the moment.
Yeah.
And Andreas Kubris, who obviously watched your presentation. Yeah. Asks, or says, it is weird that the chamber is open to the left and the nozzle is closed at the right. I would have expected a closed chamber and an open nozzle.
Closed chamber and open nozzle. It's just a very rough schematic draw. Sorry. He's right. Yeah.
More questions?
Thank you very much.